Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing today?
Good, good. And you?
I'm doing good, too. Yeah, it's almost Friday, right?
It's almost Friday. Sometimes I don't know if it's good or not, because, you know, Fridays and the weekend, that's when you spend your money. So I'm like, I'd rather be working than spending the money everywhere, you know.
Well, you should pay your guys on Mondays. Tell your wife you get paid on Monday, and then it only goes to the bill.
There you go.
Yeah, don't spend it on the weekends when all the time is freed up, you know?
Yeah, they would complain like right away. Why are you paying on Monday? We need the money for the weekend.
Oh,
especially my people, Mexican, you know, they go crazy as soon as the Friday summer, they go and spend the whole check.
They do? Well, you guys got to save a little bit for Sunday. You got to give some to Jesus.
Mexicans don't believe in budget. They still go and they just go and spend the whole check on the weekend and wait for the next one.
Oh, you make me laugh. I love your spirit, Joe.
That's good. That's real life, you know. That's how it is, you know. Mexicans, they don't believe in budget. They just go in and spend $700, $500, whatever they get checked, you know, let's go and mess it out right now on Friday. Or if there's something left, we do it on next week, next Saturday. These are people that say, well, $200 to be saved, $150 for food, this for this. No. It's just where they're checking. Make sure that they got food in the house, and then the rest is party time.
Right? Wow. Well, that... I think that you probably planned your business a little bit better than that, though. You've been in business for almost 20 years, right? What's your secret?
I learned my lesson, but it's still, you know, sometimes when you're used to something, it's hard to fix
break
yourself.
Break the habit.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the habit is really hard. I tell people, I say, look, it's when people smoke, they cannot go and stop. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to stop smoking. No, they got to do it little by little. And I think, believe me, I go to the store, you know, to buy tools at Harbor Freight, and I told the lady, I said, look, I think I'm sick. I said, why? Why are you sick? I came here for a light bulb, and look, I got $400 to spend on this. I said, that has to be a sickness.
And you forgot the light bulb.
It has to be a sickness.
Did you forget the light bulb?
Then I said, you know what? Yeah, I didn't get the light bulb, and then I got, you know, all kind of tools, like $400 and tools. And I said, no, I'm going to go and see my doctor. So the next time I went there, I said, you know what? My doctor gave me pills. And the lady was like, really? I said, yeah. He told me that it's a sickness. And he gave me some medicine. So you see, right now I'm spending only $20. I said, you serious? I said, yeah. And I wasn't laughing. And then she's like, no, but you know, I said, yeah. That's it. Oh, I said, but you're my number one guy. Not anymore. You take my money and then I leave no money. I got away from my next check. You know,
oh,
and she was like laughing, like crazy. Oh no, you crazy! I said, oh, but sometimes, you know, I got a problem. You know that, you know, sometimes, you know, just you know, if I need anything that it will facilitate my job a lot easier, I go and buy it. You know,
right?
Because you know, you instead of spending 2 hours or 3 hours in a job and a tool, it costs you $300 or $400, and it's going to make you in a couple hours. Well, you go and buy it, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you currently do to advertise your business?
Well, I was telling, I'm sorry, I forgot her name.
Sarah.
That I just got registered with AG Services. And this morning, she was explaining, you know, I was approved, you know, well, she called me this morning, like, the first call was like 9 in the morning, she called me and said, well, you're approved, you know, everything is good, you said, if you have some minutes, I'm going to show you how to do everything, you know, on your phone, so she's explaining to me, and it's like, half an hour talking, and showing me how to do the application, and all that, everything, so he said, hey, you got the first job, you know, she's calling, you know, hang up, and, you know, take care of her. So I call her and right away said, well, you know, I got an appointment for tomorrow. And then when I was talking to Sarah, she was calling me, and I was with another customer from NG Services.
Mm-hmm.
So I started this morning at 9 in the morning, and I already got one for tomorrow. And then I got another one that I have to go and give an estimate right now after I finish right here where I'm at.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so,
that's beautiful. Yeah. So if you do well with that, you're going to love Google, because this makes sure that the calls come straight to you and you don't share. You don't share the leads. You don't pay per lead, per click, or per call. Everything just comes directly to you.
Okay.
Are you currently looking to grow your business?
Well, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
now that the season is starting, you know, yeah, I'm ready to...
I believe that online marketing is the way to go. Now, do you use Google, right, Joe? Like every day, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, when, yeah. Uh-huh. No, right. And I believe in that, because I get somebody that is really good. I'm real bad with a website. Really bad, you know.
That's
I can't really do anything. We'll do it. So
we'll
I had this guy that we were doing a fence, a couple fences in Charlotte. In one of the neighbors, the one we're doing the fence, he's like, well, my cousin, he can get you a lot of work. I said, but he wants 25%. I said, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
I said 25%, that's a lot of money. If my job is $1,000, he's going to get $250. I said, no.
That's a lot.
Tell him that I'm willing to give him 10%. And he said, no.
Okay.
No, he will tell you no, because, you know, he already have enough. You know, this guy, he has a lot of money. You know,
well,
he got so
if
many
he has enough, then why is he being greedy?
Well, because once you know what you're doing, you put your standards. You know.
Well,
if I'm good in fencing, and I tell you, well, that fence is going to be $500, and I say, well, you're way too high. Well, I got enough work for to do it for less. So you say, well, I'm not doing it for less. You know, when you get to that point, you have to, you know, if you're good at what you do, and you know, not by talking, by fact, you know, that you show the customer that when you call a fence job, you know, somebody that does fences, and that's a good job, who go and boom, boom, knock down the job and done, well, that's your experience. I understand that.
But my company believes in helping companies like yours to achieve their dreams. So we don't take a percentage. We give you one flat monthly rate, and everything after that is profit. So what you're looking at for the whole month for unlimited calls coming directly to you is only $249 a month. Month to month with no contract.
Okay.
And that includes listing your company on the first page of Google as a top recommended option. So the calls come straight to you, Joe. And we build the website. So we'll go ahead and build the website for you. That way we can showcase the photos of your work. We have the web developer write the content so that way the clients have a dedicated space to land on when they're looking for what you offer. So they're looking for fencing, right? Number one fence company in my area, best fencing, right? They want to speak with you. So they need to see your work, your phone number, your information. The call comes straight to you. No click fee, no call fee, no call, no charge for the call.
Yeah, okay.
And it includes all of the social media marketing as well as the Facebook ads. It's all inclusive with the package.
Okay.
So we make sure that you have all the bells and whistles, every piece to make you successful. We include the retargeting with those ads. So you have Facebook, right, for yourself? You use Facebook? Okay. So when you use Facebook, you know how sometimes you'll be on Google, you're looking for something, and then when you go to Facebook, that same thing starts coming up through your Facebook feed? Does that sound familiar to you?
Right. Yes.
So that right there, that's called retargeting. That's automatically included in your package. Okay?
Okay.
So we include that for you. That way, your clients, they're able to see everything. And it targets them directly with the Facebook ads. Okay? It's going to retarget them directly for you. Now, additional to all of those services, we also make sure that your company see you as a top recommended option each and every single time, because we list you with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. We make sure that you have all of the most popular directories. Now, currently, when people Google you, they can only see this listing here with the Home Advisor, which is going to charge you per lead, right?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So, if you have a Google listing and they look you up by name, or better yet, they look you up via keyword, which is how 9 out of 10 people look, right? They look it up keyword. Isn't that how you search? Do you search by keyword? If you need a tool, you look that tool up, right?
Right, yes, yes.
Right. You're not looking up the name of the company that makes it. You're looking up the service that you need. So that's when Google
right.
produces the search result. That's what we're going to do for you. Now, you said that you want to grow your business online through Google marketing, right?
Yes.
Do you believe that this type of package would help your company?
Well, yeah, because I told about this guy that wanted that 25% every job, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, you know, I gotta find me somebody that can put my business like you telling me,
yes.
you know. But now you call me, another guy called me right after I finished with Energy Services.
Mm-hmm.
He called me and said, look, you know, this is the same thing, you know, we're not going to charge for this. We're going to go and do this straight to you and this. I said, well, look, let me try Engie Services first.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call in 2 weeks. And then after mm-hmm. that, if I see that the Engie Services, you know, doesn't work for me, then I should gotta, cause see, another thing about me is cause I can be busy the whole day, you know, build it cause I do tiny houses.
Right.
I build tiny houses, mobile, uh-huh. you know, tiny houses.
Right.
And then, you know, if I go and do it myself without help, you know, I just pay that help, you know, some little money
right.
for the job.
They
just, mm-hmm. yeah. And that, believe me, $10,000, we're talking way too much money to build a tiny house.
Right.
So they selling it with a one bedroom, one bath, and a kitchen, like for $25,000 to $35,000.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So my profit on those tiny houses, you're talking like 15 on each.
Right.
But the thing that the guy asked me, I said, but why, if you have enough work, why are you getting into these services? I said, the main reason is because it's just money coming out of my pocket. Nothing
right.
coming in.
Right.
It's everything coming out of my pocket. And if I don't have nobody right now that say, Joe, build me a tiny house. Here is a $5,000 down. I don't
right.
have nobody. So I have to build it, and then when it's built, put it for sale.
Mm.
And then I don't know how long it's going to take for the tiny house to sell, so I got to wait. So there's no money coming in. There is no other income that I get weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do work. You know, if I have to work 3 or 4 or 5 days a week for customers, then I do that. And then on the weekend, I do the tiny houses. But right now, that's the reason. But I do a storage. I do sheds. I do carports, aluminum, and wood. So
mm-hmm.
all those little things, decks, I do decks too. You know,
mm-hmm.
all the little thing I can go and
the home improvement,
and do it,
the handyman. Right.
Yes.
I understand yeah,
right.
what you're
yeah.
saying. So, Joe, this is the thing. Is this type of package, this has nothing to do with Angie's List. Angie's List is one of Google's biggest clients. What they don't
yeah,
tell
yeah, yeah.
you is that they're purchasing a position for their company name at the top of the first page of Google in the Google Ads. They're capturing
right.
that lead, and then they're reselling it to you. Okay, so you pay on
right,
a monthly
yeah,
basis whether or not you get the job. You know how that works. This is the complete
yeah.
opposite of that. This lists your
yeah.
company as a top recommended option. So we can list the fact that you built those tiny houses on the website we built for you. We can list
okay.
all of the services that you provide. Right now, in
okay.
the last 30 days in your area, so she put here that you're servicing 50 miles in and around Lancaster. I have you in
yeah.
zip code 29720, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
So for all the services that you just mentioned, you're focusing on fences, tiny houses, home improvement, handyman, decks, all of these things. There have been 3,000 searches done alone in between Google and Facebook. There's a huge book of
yeah.
business in your backyard,
oh,
but you're missing that
oh, yeah.
opportunity because you're not listed
yeah.
there. You're not
right,
listed
right.
there.
I know that.
So only 1% of the population even goes to Angie's List, and you already landed 2 jobs, right? You've got 2 calls
yep.
within 1 day, and you're seeing success with that. So imagine the type of success that you're going to see when less than 1% of the population even goes to Angie's List. The other
right.
the other percentage is going to the first page of Google. That's where the searches start, and that's where the searches stop. It's based on the results
yep.
that are listed right there within the first page of Google services. So if you're listed there, then they can go in and find you. When they look up tiny house building, when they look up kitchen installation, when they look up fence, building, custom deck repair, your company is going to come up as a top recommended option. They're going to be able to connect with you directly. And it's not done overnight. It's an investment into your company because we have to build the campaign. We have to build the Facebook page. We have to build the website. The website's like 3 to 5 days. The Google listing, we have to get that verified. Your Facebook ads are up and running in 7 to 14 days. Everything's coming directly to you at a regular rate, and you're able to write this cost off because it's a marketing expense. So, yes, it's an investment into your company, but you're never paying for individual leads, and if they're all coming directly to you based on the services that you're providing.
Yeah. No, believe me, I'm very interested, but I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told this guy, and I'm more, now that you explained to me how it works, I'm more interested in getting my company under Google, because I know that's what it is right now. There is no more flyers or all that kind of stuff. No, it's Google. All the media is the one that, you know, that is all the people that are making the money is through the media. So I'm very, very interested. The price is not that bad, but let's do this in 2 weeks. Let me at least make some money so I can in 2 weeks when you call me. You know, like I said, the other guy called me like a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. But the way he explained to me, is what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. You know, something like you just explained to me that, you know,
right.
They're gonna look at the company, and then like you said, if I wanna advertise, you're gonna advertise the tiny houses, the sheds,
right.
The storage, all that. You're gonna be able to go and advertise it on the website. So I'm really interested in going on your side, and if I because I see a little problem right now with Angie's,
mm-hmm.
that it might not work for me, but if I go and register with you at Google, that will work a lot better for me.
Right, and that process takes about 2 weeks before you're fully listed. So whether or not, I mean, we can agree that whether or not you continue with Angie's List, you want your company listed on Google regardless of that, right?
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If that's the case and it takes about 2 weeks before the ads are running and everything's completed, why wouldn't you give yourself every advantage now to allow us to go ahead and build it and get it completely up and running? The position is available now. We're calling throughout the area to fill it.
Okay, so but how much do you need money right now or in 2 weeks?
The $249 we need it now so we can close the position.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, that I just gotta wait. I'll tell you. Give me at least 1 week. Call me next Friday. And then, but next Friday we sign on the Google. I give you the $249.
Okay. Yeah, as long as the position's still available next Friday, I will love to call you, Joe. I know that you are very charismatic. You're on fire for this. You want your business to be very successful. And once you're in front of the client, I know that you're able to secure the jobs and close them down because you have a beautiful personality and you have a strong desire to build for your clients. You want it done right for them. I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell that.
Yeah,
right.
And when it comes to business, I take care of business. I'm not that kind of person. I tell people, I say, look, the money, because I've been in business for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I never really worked for nobody. So I tell people, I say, my reputation is more than the money. So I don't want any customer, even though sometimes some customers are hard to understand and hard to deal with, but
right.
You want to make that customer to be happy with it.
Exactly.
A lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of friends of mine, they will tell me, Joe, but why you worry about him? Is that the only customer you can? I say, no. If you mind things like that, later on, you know, everybody's going to know about you. You know, mm-hmm. If you do something nice to a person, they don't talk too much about you. But do something best.
Yeah.
You know?
They'll tell everybody and their mom. Exactly. Everybody's going to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to know. So
right.
That's why I tell people, say, the money is really, I don't care too much about the money, but my reputation, if I finish a job, in any kind of business that I do, I used to have a car dealer last year, and now that's when I decided, you know, to get into the construction. But the same thing with the cars, you know, sometimes you buy the card and you make the person to sign the writer says as is. Mm-hmm. In 1 week, I had people like 3 months. They will come back and tell that, you know, there's something wrong with the car, and that's why they're not going to pay me. Mm-hmm. I said, well, 3 months ago, you sold it and you signed. Well, I'm going to take it to court. And, but, you know, people sometimes they say that, you know, they're trying to scare you or they think that you're going to get scared because they tell you, oh, well, I'm going to take it to court. It's three months ago. Mm-hmm. I said, I had people that messed up the car in 1 day. You only had it for 3 months. And you're telling me that I sold you a lemon? I said, come on. And then all the time you try to understand the people, but you know sometimes they're just too hard to deal with them. Mm-hmm. I said, there's no way that you can guide. And then the thing is, they're on payments, and then once the car breaks down, mm-hmm. that's the excuse not to pay you. Well, the car that you sold me, now I gotta spend money on fixing it. I'm not sending the payment. And I said, you know what? I'm done with this the car business. I gotta get mm-hmm. into the construction, and that's when I decided. Yeah.
Yeah,
but like I said, when it comes to customer, when I come to provide services, mm-hmm. really, I'm at the top. I'm at the top all the time.
Right, I can tell. That's why we want to work with a reputable company like yours. Now, the thing here is that this is definitely an investment into your company. Now, Joe, you tell me, is there anything that I can do to earn your business today?
The only thing that I'm asking you is. Just call me by Friday because, you know, I got to give it the $249 mm-hmm. and I pay Angie's like $300.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they charge me like $300 to get into their services. So now, I haven't made no money. You know, at least I got one for tomorrow and one for today. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you call me by next Friday we sign. Believe me, we sign because that's what I'm looking for. My company to be on Google and mm-hmm. so everybody can know about it. My company, and I like it when you tell me, well, you can advertise your tiny houses. You know, if I have to target and say, well, I'm going to, now instead of fences, I'm going to go in and see somebody will buy my tiny houses, that's a lot more money for me. But like,
yeah, because you're manufacturing them, and this would pay for itself 10 times over. That's the thing this. You know, the positions, and that's the beauty of them, is that they're exclusive. So when we call out on one, we close the category down because there's only one spot. I can't program you and another customer into the same position. So that's why we try to make it as affordable as possible, because when I call you back next Friday, I can tell you what happens. 9 out of 10 times, Joe, I call back next Friday and either you already have decided to try to go with somebody else, or you've decided that maybe, you know, this or that, or you don't answer the phone at all. That's why they don't really allow us to hold the spots for 7 days. Yeah. I could do my very best, but I don't have a way to actually put it on hold.
Okay. But look, okay. I'm right here in the parking lot. I'm right here in the parking lot of the Bank of America because I had a problem with this transaction. And I'm going to see if they already took care of it. If they haven't done anything, then, you know, there is nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. But if they tell me, well, you know, it's in process, it's because mm-hmm. I wired some money, and then I was going to buy a camper, and I wired the money, and they sold the camper to somebody else.
Oh,
and now they take it forever. They take it forever to give me my money back.
Oh,
I said, but why you, you know, I just wired it to you, and it mm-hmm. take you 1 hour to get it to your
exactly.
place, and now it's going to take...
Where's my refund?
You say, from 7 to 10 days, why it only takes 1 hour, 2 hours? Why 7 days? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you got to go to account receivable, and account mm-hmm. receivable got to do... I think, so I'm here because I've been calling the auction, and mm-hmm. they tell me to check my bank. So that's why in the Bank of America, there is no Bank of America in Lancaster. So I have to come all the way to Indian Land.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here at the parking lot. Let me, if they tell me that it's already clear or it's in process, I can check on my account and it's not there. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they can see it. Mm-hmm. They can see it on their part.
Okay.
And if they can go and put it on my account, then I call you back and we do it.
Okay. All right, so you want me to send you my text? About how long do you expect to be in the bank?
Like,
half hour?
Hold on. I was calling. Hello? Hold on. I was expecting this phone call.
Mm-hmm,
yes. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Is there any way that you can, I'll be here in the bank like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So like in 20 minutes, did I call you or you can call me back?
Yeah, either way. I sent you a text with my number and I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.